This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here's how we did last week, boys. Take a look at the results. Oh, yeah. Sprager won the weekend 2-1 for Sprague. How about that? We all three hit on Rutgers over the Huskies on Friday night. You were the only one that took Boise State.
Yeah.
7-point spread in that game, and they covered it.
I was fearful of JT. I didn't know the stat that the Cougs were the worst tackling team
would have been
in
a
college football.
Stat prior to the game.
But I knew they were bad. Yeah. I had seen them play enough to say they're not good. I saw what San Jose State did, and I said, yeah, you're going to the Smurf Turf. Some massive statement game. Boise State now in your conference. I wasn't shocked what happened.
So, and then we all three took Oregon to cover the spread. That did not happen. Looked like it was going to in the first half.
Should have.
It was at 22 when we picked it, though, wasn't it?
We picked it at 26.
Oh, I thought it was 22.
26 is what we picked it at. So,
could have very well covered, by the way.
They could have. They had a chance.
He chose not to care anymore.
Last drive. I mean, if they don't throw a pick six at the end of the first half, they cover. But that's would have, could have, should have. Final score is the final score. So as I'm doing a quick update, because I forgot to update the season records. Here we go. Swag, you were still in first place after a 1-2 weekend. You are 11-5 on the year. Sprague, you're 2-1, bumps you up to 10-6 on the year.
Okay.
And I'm bringing up the rear at 9-7.
Mm.
So we're all above 500. Those are our three records. Here we go. Big PP pick start on Friday night.
You're a good rear guy.
I like being in the rear.
You got a good base.
I do. I got a nice
He's
wide.
All about the base.
I'm all. I got a caboose, buddy.
Spin the knee.
It's Big Ten men's basketball media day today.
I saw Dane Altman quote. I'm like, what?
Sink those hips. Jackson Shellstad preseason All Big Ten.
Damn right he is.
What is Oregon State doing? WCC media day?
No, WCC is combining with the Mountain West for their basketball media days later.
You guys going
month.
To Vegas and doing your own thing again?
Is Oregon State doing that?
I am not.
No, it's Oregon State doing the media day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
in the Mountain West and they're not in the WCC.
No, they're in
they're
the
also
WCC.
Currently suing
no,
each
they
other.
Will be, they're all,
sue me, I'll sue you.
I thought they were just playing with them. They're
no, 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 no. They're it. Considered in the conference this year. They will be at the conference tournament in Vegas later on.
As you're suing each other.
Exactly.
Okay. That's normal.
See if I could find Teresa and Stu.
And
Stu Jackson's the commissioner of the WCC.
Oh. All right, here we go. Friday night we start right here on the Fan. The game is it 6 o'clock start, 5 o'clock start? 5 o'clock start, 6 o'clock start?
Oh, I don't know.
Six
o'clock start on Fox.
Yeah.
The line currently on DraftKings on this game, 23.5. My Oregon Ducks are favored.
Give me the Ducks. Michigan State.
I think the Ducks want to have everything rolling going into
Michigan State is Diet Coke UCLA. They're barely better It's not a whole lot
different. Well, they only beat UCLA by 21.
Yeah. They're also playing at home for this one.
They are.
I don't think Lanning's ever forgotten Jonathan Smith beating him.
Mm.
Secret little beef there.
Little beef. Little Lanning and
I'm just
Smith beef.
I think Aiden Giles is going to throw two picks.
Yeah.
I think Oregon's not going to throw a pick six in the end zone. That goes 100 yards the other way. I'll be ballsy and say that doesn't happen again there, Bob.
I'm going to stop going on these big... Oregon has not covered a big spread yet other than the Oregon State game, but that one shrunk because of the way they played the first two games of the season. I'm going to take Michigan State here. I think this is a game where they win by 20, but it's a... Dude, second half, let's not get anybody hurt. We got Ohio State coming up next week. We're going to run the football. And that's the way the second half's going to look. Like, if you don't have
a
35-0 lead at the half, I think there's a good chance Michigan State covers the spread. Kind of similar. UCLA was a Saturday night, short week. Let's just run the ball and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Lanning even admitted that on primetime yesterday. That was a part of their consideration of like, we don't need to do anything. We're going to win this game. They can't move the ball on us, so we're not going to be taking shots down the field like offensive coordinator Dirtwood. I'm going to take Michigan State plus 23.5.
That's a good point by you. I also know you're going to kick yourself if this is the game Oregon wins 45-10.
Maybe there's a reverse jinx there. We'll see.
But what I would say is in watching some of the Michigan State-Ohio State game last weekend, their defense hung around.
The defense isn't
until
terrible.
Jeremiah Smith caught a ball with one hand twice. Their defense kept them within striking distance in that game. So maybe that's kind of the deal here. The Duck offense looks a little clunky, not as clean. It's 24-10 at half, 31-10. 34-10, and then garbage time.
Late touchdown that gets added. Yeah. So we'll see how that one plays out. 3:30 on the C-Dub on Saturday. This is another one of these games, man. I wish I could gamble on college football.
You could.
Make the line make sense. Oregon State is at home. Again, 3:30. They are taking on Colorado State. 11-point spread on this game.
So very Purdue-ish.
Very Purdue-ish.
I think the thinking is the rust for Oregon State off of a bye mixed with a team that statistically is a good rush defense. So that goes back to the opportunity we talked about maybe for McCoy this weekend. I'm going to take Colorado State. I don't like that number.
Wow.
I think Oregon State should win by more than 11, so I'm kind of fading my own logic. Why is it 11?
It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Just like the Purdue line, I don't get it.
Is this a final of 34-24?
Yeah.
Is it 27-17? That's a weird line, 11.
Yeah.
I'll bite.
Okay. Taking the Rams. Swag?
I won't bite. I think the Beavs are significantly better on both sides of the ball than Colorado State. And I don't know if there's any... I don't think there's anything about these guys being conference opponents in 2 years yet to worry about. So the bye week, hopefully Oregon State got a little healthier, dinged up. Hopefully they worked on some things with the passing game and they've got some wrinkles that Colorado State won't have seen on film. And they pull away and run away with this one late.
Yeah, I don't get this line at all. I feel the same way about this game that I did the Purdue game. I don't think Colorado State's a very good team in any way, shape, or form. I know some of the defensive numbers, just in terms of rush defense, can tell you they're okay. But as we said earlier, I think that speaks to who they played early in the season. This is a team that only mustered 9 points against Colorado's defense. And I know Colorado's having a nice little run right now, but it's not because of their defense. And then they barely beat UTEP last week at home, and UTEP's not very good.
So why is it not higher?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And if I could gamble this easily on my DraftKings account, I would be laying a lot of money on Oregon State this weekend.
I hope you guys are right.
Maybe famous last words. I think they're coming off a bye. I don't think there's rust there. I think it's a group that's focused and playing really good football right now. They just dominated Purdue a couple of weeks ago, and I don't believe that Colorado State's better than Purdue. And so if you can do it to Purdue, I think you can do it. To Colorado State, I am all over Oregon State minus 11 in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Last but not least, the Cougs are off this week. They got a bye. So the last game in our Big PP Picks is at 4:30, one of the more interesting games of the entire weekend.
Yep.
The Huskies are at home on NBC, and they are taking on the Michigan Wolverines, a top 10 team in the country, somehow ranked in the top 10. They are in town in Washington, despite being 3-2, is favored at home against the top 10 team, Huskies minus 2.5.
I'm biting. I don't want to, but I'm biting. Huskies minus 2.5. Upset top 10 win. Make them feel a little better about Jed Fish. The rebound from that Rutgers debacle. And you've been saying it all week. Michigan can't throw a forward pass. They're going to run the football the entire time. If Edwards gets loose, then it's going to be a long day. But if he doesn't, Huskies forcing 3 and outs. Lower scoring game, I would guess. Based
41.5 is your over-under.
I'm taking the under, yeah. And I think Washington wins. I don't know what the final would be, but I'll take them to cover 2.5.
Okay, win by a field goal.
Yeah, I'll take the Huskies here. I just think they are going to force Michigan into third and longs, and they have to throw, and they can't. We'll see if they have to switch quarterbacks in those passing situations if Orji just cannot do it, and they've got to go back and forth. The trick for Washington will be, can they get points when they get in the red zone? And ideally touchdowns. You're not a lot of faith in your field goal kicker right now. So that's the big mystery, is when Washington can move the ball, can they finish with points and put a premium on Michigan having to finish drives? But I think ultimately, I imagine Jed Fish has been extra cranky at practice, and it has been a little tougher than usual. They will want to come out and take advantage of the stage that this game gives them.
It's a massive stage for him. It's a massive opportunity for Jed Fish. That was a horrific loss on Friday night. Horrific. They outgained Rutgers by nearly 300 yards and lost the game because they just made every dumb mistake that you could possibly make. And if you don't fix them this week, boy, like if penalties are a big issue again and you're extending drives because of DPIs and holding calls up and pre-snap. And
well, man, that's who they've been, though.
Like, I know. So I'm saying,
it's going to stop.
At some point, there has to be an impact, I would imagine, on what you're doing in practice.
He's got to sit, guys, at some point. If you cannot be out there and not, you know, do dumb stuff, you have to sit. I have to sit you.
Running off the sideline.
Yeah.
While the play is still happening, like
could have been a scoop and score or touchdown, and instead it ended up with an automatic first down, and they scored a touchdown on the
Jimmy
next
Lake
play.
To take out a player.
Yeah, go punch
line.
A player. There you go. Feisty up, Jed. But I'm agreeing with you guys. I mean, this game's in Seattle. Michigan's got the concern, I think, if I were a Husky fan, would be, you know, Washington's defense hasn't really been that big of an issue. Their offense has been able to move it a lot, but they also have not played an elite defense, and I do think that Michigan still has a very good defense. Now, is it to the level they were last year? No, but I still think they're one of the better defenses in the country. And so can they bottle up Coleman, make things tough for you, and then they hit a couple of big runs because they eventually body blow you to death? Mm-hmm. I think that's the fear for a loss. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt with the opportunity at home, the crowd that should be there, should be a good atmosphere, that I think they can win this game by a field goal. Michigan can't throw the football. And so I think they can find a way to win it, but they got to stop doing the stupidest thing possible if they want to win this game. There are big PP picks every Thursday at 8:15. You guys feel good about your big PPs?
No, I don't know. I don't have a good feel on that
Not
Oregon State game. I want to take my Beavs, but that's such an odd line. It's that 4.5, 11. It's always a weird number for me.
Right, just outside of the 10-point game.
And I think you made a very good point on the Oregon game. I think this is absolutely, if you can play Novosad in the second half because he's your real backup, I think you absolutely.
This is your new Ty Thompson shot. I'm going to snap at you one of these days. Ty Thompson's not that good. Do you know what you're talking about?
Start yelling at
you. Back up at Tulane now.
No, but I think you made a really good argument. You almost swayed me to the point where I kind of want to go with your logic.
You got to flip it or stick it?
I'm gonna stick it because I think it would also be funny if your team won 47.
This is the week. It's 52 to nothing. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.